Since the dawn of creation, man has been fascinated by stories. Tales of good and bad, of heroes and villains, of myths and monsters. Tales of daring, do bad and good luck tales. And once in a while, when the stars align, out of the rich tapestry of yarns comes a legend. This is the legend of Nick and Joe.
The Legend of Nick and Joe, by Nick Bowden and Joe Listerstream. Chapter 3.
They say travel broadens the mind, and in the case of this story it is no exception. Actually, thinking about it, this story is the exception. As you know, Nick Bowden and Joe Listerstream dreamed of writing and starring in their own sitcom, but due to a series of hilarious misadventures, their sitcom was nowhere near completion. In fact, most people had forgotten that they were even meant to be writing one in the first place.
Oh, yeah. I had forgotten that bit. The other bits sort of overshadow it.
One such misadventure tells of a voyage across the world and the terrible foes faced in the process. It is this tale which I shall tell you now. I call this story The Jigsaw Man. We join Nick and Joe during the delivery of a special package.
You've got a package, Joe? Ah, that'll be my new life. Oh, finally, the life I've got at the moment is faulty.
Go on then, try it on. Let's have a look. What do you think?
It's too tight!
You're going purple.
I think I'm dying! Get it off me, get it off me, get it off me! I don't understand it. Oh, hang on. This is the rhythm of my life. My life. Oh, yeah. The rhythm of my life.
Oh, no. My bones! Ow! I'm going to have to send it back.
Oh, shame.
What?
I said shame.
Oh, I thought you said James.
Why would I say James?
What?
I said, why would I say James?
Oh, I thought you said five wooden freight trains.
Why would I say five wooden freight trains?
What?
I said, why would I say five wooden freight trains?
Oh, I thought you said shimmy shimmy cocoa pop shimmy shimmy rock. Shimmy shimmy cocoa pop shimmy shimmy rock. I met a girlfriend, a Triscuit. She said a Triscuit, a biscuit, ice cream, soda pop, vanilla on the top. Ooh, Shalita, walking down the street 10 times a week. I meant it, I said it, I stole my mama's credit. I'm cool, I'm hot, I suck you in the stomach 3 more times.
Oh, hang on, there's a letter for you here too.
Ooh, pass me the letter opener. Thanks. Right, let's see. Dear Mr. Jobby Lumpster Yogurt, thanks for sponsoring Peter the Panda. To show our appreciation, we enclose a certificate, an exclusive panda badge, a photograph of Peter, and Peter.
What?
Cool! I love pandas! Come here, you uchi-puchi-puchi!
No! Peter! Put him down! Peter, no! Bad Peter! Spit him back out, now! Bad boy! In your bed!
Ow! Don't hit me!
In your bed!
Unhand me!
Anyway, look, I've got some posts too.
What is it?
It's the first installment of Weekly Jigsaw Monthly. Finally, I'll be able to indulge in my favourite pastime every single monthly week.
Are you sure, Nick?
Last time you got a hobby, 156 people died and you had to have your livers replaced.
Trust me, Joe, nothing can go wrong.
The last time nothing went wrong, 50,000 leeches embedded themselves into your face and you had to have your blood replaced with witchcraft.
Trust me, Joe, this time it'll be different.
The last time it was different, your skin was torn from your body by a monkey and used as a raincoat for the King of Spain.
Yeah. And who won that year's fashion show?
Okay, I'll give you that.
I mean, yeah, there was that fatal gas explosion during my bit. But anyway, look, I've got the first pieces of my jigsaw that here.
How many pieces have you got to collect?
Literally millions.
Let's look at the accept eyelids and toes as payment then.
My eyes are so dry.
But at least I can't balance properly. Joe, why have you got your coat on, three packed suitcases and a plane ticket in your hand? Are you going somewhere?
Nick?
Are we going on holiday again?
Nick?
Because if so, can I not have to be smuggled in as livestock and be forced to eat my own feces for sustenance? Because it was really, really cramped. In fact, to be honest, it was only the thought of that sweet, sweet feces that kept me going.
Nick, I'm leaving you.
What?
I'm leaving you. Keys. Here are my keys. Here's my American Express card. Here's my Bloomingdale's credit card. Here's my checkbook. I've taken $2,000 out of our savings account because that's what I had in the bank when we first got married.
What is this, some kind of joke?
Here's the cleaning, here's the laundry ticket. You can pick them both up on Saturday. You have to pick them up on Saturday.
Joe, do you want to tell me what's the matter?
I've paid the rent, and I've paid the Con Ed bill, and I've paid the phone bill, so...
Boy, you really pick your times to... Well, I'm sorry that I was late, but I was busy making a living, all right? Come on, okay? Can we stop now?
So... That's everything.
Oh, you're a card, you know that? A bloody card.
Had you going though, yeah? Oh, yeah?
And here's me thinking that we were actually married and that you weren't just plagiarising the script from Kramer vs. Kramer, the hit 1979 movie of the same name, Kramer vs. Kramer.
hideously outdated pop culture references. But seriously, I'm leaving.
Oh, where are you going?
Well, I was keeping this a surprise for you, but I've won a holiday.
No way.
Yes way.
No way though.
Yes way though.
Like, no way though.
Like, yes way though.
How?
On the internet. I was randomly selected out of millions to win an exclusive all-expenses-paid holiday for two. To America.
Like, not even. Oh, right, I better get packing. Where's me flip-flops?
Nick. Nick. Touchdown, step off the airplane. Share a cab with Shirley MacLaine. Driving on the right. Checking all the sights. Hanging out, watching the baseball. Eating corn dogs down at the mall. Spelling color wrong. Drinking beer with Stretch Armstrong. That's gonna be me
in America.
There's no stopping me
in America.
Two tickets to America.
Whoa.
The USA of America.
Whoa.
We're going to America.
Whoa.
Hope we don't die. Hope we don't die. Hope we don't die. Hope we don't die in America.
Nick. Nick.
Shooting some people
Nick.
Outside the school.
Are you going to America too?
What? Well, I mean, you said it was a holiday for two.
Yeah, I know. It's great, isn't it? I get twice as much room on the plane, two meals.
But what about the sitcom? Valerie phoned today and she said she wants it by yesterday. Otherwise she's going to rip our teeth out one by one and dirt in our ears.
Well, what about the one that we wrote the other day?
Yeah, there's a little tiny problem with that.
What problem?
Apparently Keeping Up Appearances had a haunted house ghost in the toilet episode in 1993.
Oh well, I'm sure you'll think of something while I'm away. Don't tell Valerie where I am.
Well, I'm not really going to have time now. I'm going to be balls deep in this jigsaw.
You better have. Right, I'm off. What was the jigsaw of anyway?
Oh, it's a 50 million billion piece jigsaw of Dave Benson Phillips' face. And by God, I'm going to have fun putting it together.
Well, thanks for running it past me first, Nick. It was only the other day that I was thinking about the aforementioned Dave Benson Phillips. What was that show he used to present?
Playdays?
No.
Planet Cook?
No.
Fun Song Factory?
No.
Pet Swap?
No.
Playhouse Disney?
No.
Dream Street?
No.
Dave's Factory?
Oh, come on. Nobody knows what that one is.
Get Your Own Back?
Get Your Own Back. That's the one. Funny, funny, funny. My son always wanted me to go on that so he could get his own back on me for letting him be brutally tortured and killed. But unfortunately, the program was mysteriously cancelled before application was processed. Call it divine intervention, if you will. Ha ha. Good old Davy boy. You know, sometimes I almost feel like warning him.
Of what?
Of the bitter irony that his death will involve drowning in a thick, green, viscous liquid, following intense questioning and grueling physical tasks. I could stop it. I won't. Anyway, must get back to work. People to kill. Good morrow, boys.
Bye, God. Hey, why don't we put a reference to Dave Benson Phillips in our sitcom? The kids will love that.
I don't know. Do you not think that's going to date rather quickly?
Nah, it'll stay as fresh and as current as a Kramer versus Kramer reference.
You like your French toast crunchy, don't you?
Nothing.
How long are you going to be gone then?
Should only be about 2 weeks, but it is going to be about 3 years.
What?
That's how long Dr. Boboto Matango Bongo Sijuade Magumbo said it would be.
Dr. Boboto Matango Bongo Sijuade Magumbo? Who's that?
The guy who contacted me about the holiday. He's one of my good friends, he says. Lucky I saw his email, actually, because it went straight into the junk mail. Which goes to show, doesn't it? Just goes to show. So, I'll be gone for exactly 85 million weeks and one day. So make sure you look after Pito, yeah? Feed him, clean him, play with him, and basically make sure he stays alive. Just like your dead pot plant. But the exact opposite. And remember, he's the species' only hope. His semen could prevent the extinction of the entire panda race. Which is why you have to collect it in this pot thrice daily.
Balls.
Quite literally.
What do pandas eat, anyway?
Well, they're supposed to eat bamboo and nothing but bamboo, but I don't think the corner shop sells bamboo, but they do sell fags, and that's kind of plants, and they definitely sell panda pops, so that should more than make up for it.
Is it morally right, though, to feed a panda the liquidized remains of its ancestors?
Don't be stupid, Nick. Panda pops aren't made out of pandas. It's a panda substitute, you know, like the so-called chicken and beef in pot noodles, or as I like to call it, exactly the same soya pieces. So exactly the same.
What's in panda pops, then?
Rip off watered-down Coke-flavoured rubbish fizzy water.
Ah, that's okay then.
Either way, if he doesn't get his food, he will lash out and probably kill. Right, I think that's it. So I'll leave you two to it. I'm off. Bye.
See ya.
Bye, Pito. Don't brutally attack Nick in his sleep.
So, just me and you, Pito. Just you and me. We'll have fun. We'll be like Bezzy mates in no time. Right, no, of course. You just stay exactly where you are. I'll just perch precariously on the edge of this shelf in terror. I wonder what crazy adventures Joe's going to get up to. Whatever happens, I bet he'll have the Timothy of his life. I want my right to an attorney. Ow!
That was a warning.
It hit me in the chin. Where are my basic human rights?
Maybe they have human rights in Europe or whichever country you come from.
Europe isn't a country.
Phew, missed me. Anyway, as I was saying...
Ow! My titty.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law. You have the right to an attorney. If you can afford an attorney,
ha! You say it differently to how what we say it. I warned you do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defence if you do not mention when questioned.
Ah! My fanny!
Joseph Patricia Marmaduke, sister, beep beep. You have pleaded guilty to the charges brought by this court, and it is now my duty to pass sentence. You are an habitual criminal who accepts arrest as an occupational hazard and presumably accepts imprisonment in the same casual manner. We therefore feel constrained to commit you to the maximum term allowed for these offences. You will go to prison for 5 years.
Excuse me?
Yes?
I've not had a trial yet. I've only just been arrested.
Really? I've been got in specially for this.
Oh, sorry. We might need you again later. We won't.
Oh.
Well, Joe... It's just me and me now. Just, sorry, could you go away now, please?
Oh, I just thought I'd hang around just in case you need me later.
Well, don't. It's a bit threatening.
Of course. I'll just be off. If you need me again later, here's my card.
Could you take your hand off my penis now, please?
My apologies.
Well, Joe, it's just me and me now. Just me and me. I really need to make potty, but I feel uncomfortable because even though the door's closed, I know that God's watching.
It's okay, Joe. It's nothing to be ashamed of. And anyway, I created the revolting method of excretial expulsion. It's only right that I should be able to see it live in action. Free your bowels, Joe. Free your bowels.
What have I done to deserve this? My only crime is being a black man. Well, not black. I'm innocent, you hear me? Innocent! Hang on, God. Why have you suddenly gone all American?
Oh, I'm a different guy.
There's more than one God.
Well, of course. I can't very well be everywhere at once, can I? Each country has its own God, and I drew the short straw.
Oof, I tell you what, God. My bowels ain't half loose since those 25 balloons full of talcum powder for Dr. Bobotu Matango Bongo Sijuade Magumbo were forcibly removed from my anus by the FBI. Why didn't you warn me, God?
Why didn't I warn you? Why didn't I stop 9/11? I'm a busy man, Joe. A busy, made-up, invented man.
How the hell am I going to get out of this, let's face it, quite ridiculous position?
God knows. Oh, wait. I don't. I'm sorry.
Mr. Lucy Stank?
Lister Streep.
You have a telephone call.
Oh, right. Are people in American jails allowed to get phone calls?
I don't know, sir. It's really not important. Lady Gaga did in the video for Telephone, and if that's not a documentary, I don't know what shiz.
Gimme that. Beyonce? I mean, hello?
Ducky Booze.
Valerie! How did you...
You can run, but you can't hide, dear. I've been trying to get hold of Joe, but all I could hear was screaming and what sounded like meat being sliced, punctuated with screams from a bear-like creature. So I assumed you weren't in.
Right! So, what can I do you for?
I trust the scripts will arrive on my desk tomorrow morning.
Ah, well, the thing is...
I know. You're currently in a United States jail, awaiting trial for the crime of smuggling 25 bags of cocaine into the country in your anus. But Joe said he sent them first class 5 weeks ago. And if I have to wait one more f***ing day, I swear I will personally rip out your s*** and wear it as a f***ing necklace. Give my love to Joe.
I am Joe.
Mr. Luxton Stroop?
Yes. I mean, no, but yes.
Step this way, sir. As in, walk this way.
Oh, sorry. Where's my attorney?
You chose to represent yourself, sir.
When?
When we asked you whether you wanted to be represented by an attorney.
Oh. I didn't understand the question. Oh, well. How hard can it be? I've seen Ian McBeal.
Just through here, sir.
Take a seat, please. I'll be right over.
This is a bit small for a courtroom, isn't it?
Oh, this isn't the courtroom. This is hair and makeup.
What?
Sit down here, please.
Who are you, young lady?
I'm a man.
Oh, sorry. I just saw the breasticles and assumed that...
I'm Kyle Jeremy, your makeup artist. Now, let's see.
Get that brush out of my face.
What are you doing?
I'm just trying to conceal this, growth.
What growth?
This one right here.
That's my head.
Ah. Looks like I'm gonna need that number 9 acrylic.
Bondo.
Makeup is pointless.
Well, you're gonna need it today, honey. These cameras pick up everything.
What cameras?
We're on in 10.
What's on in 10?
Judge Trudy, this is your 10-minute call. Judge Trudy, 10 minutes.
Uh-oh. Right, quick, conceal me, bitch!
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Trudith Shigen-Dagen-Dugan. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is her courtroom. This is Judge Trudy. Order, all rise.
Judge Trudy. Wow, this is like well exciting. This means I'll be on ITV7 in about 12 years' time.
This is case 410 and 416, Judge, on count of the matter U.S. versus Fist of Sheep. The parties have all been sworn in.
Titties.
Have a seat.
I prefer to stand.
Sit down.
I rest my case.
What?
I refer you to my previous comment.
You rest your case?
I refer you to my previous comment.
Well, your previous comment was I refer you to my previous comment, so...
Then I refer you to my next comment.
Mr. Fist of Sheep.
I have the right to remain silent.
Sit down.
Oh, figs, it's not working. How did Ally McNichol do it?
Mr. Fister Sheep, put the cello down. Now, the charge of anal smuggling is a very serious crime. And as you know, the USA abhors crime, which is why we only let mental people buy guns, to prevent crime. Now, I don't know how they do things in England or Ireland or whatever, but here we are completely crime-free. Now, let's get on with this. I've got a lot of trials to get through. How do you plead?
Guilty. I mean, not innocent. I mean, not guilty. Not, no, wait. I plead not guilty of being innocent. No. Not guilty? Yeah, not guilty. My only crime was loving too much.
So the 25 condoms full of Class A drugs got into your bowels, how?
Oh, yeah, and that. But that wasn't me. It was Dr. Boboto Matango Bongo Sijuade Magumbo. He said that they were only ingredients for a special cake, for a special secret birthday party, what I couldn't tell no one about.
Right, let me hear from the prosecution.
Right, hang on, I'll just get my papers.
Mr. Fister Sheep, you are the defence.
Oh. Does that mean that I've prepared the case against me for nothing? I spent ages on that. Actually, I spent more time on that than the defence case.
Right, the case for the prosecution, please.
Ma'am, we have evidence that Mr. Fister Sheep is an experienced drug dealer, communist, and terrorist. We found this cassette tape in Mr. Fister Sheep's luggage, which we believe to be conclusive evidence of this.
What is on the cassette?
If I may be allowed to play it, ma'am.
Go ahead. Can you explain this music?
I was just taping the top 40.
Ma'am, I believe this music is so-called drum and bass, which, as any mortal Christian will confirm, is the devil's own black heartbeat. Every beat is another nail in the cross. He's guilty, ma'am.
It's not looking good for you, Mr. Fister Sheep.
What, my new hairstyle?
I have no option but to sentence you to...
Wait! I have a surprise character witness.
Who is it?
Dr. Bobo... Bomatango... Nice bit of mango?
Dr. Boboto Matango Bongo Sijuade Magumbo?
Yeah, that's what I said. He'll tell you all about the birthday cake. You'll see.
Right, let's hear what Dr. Boboto Matango Bongo Sijuade Magumbo has to say. Come on up to the stand, please. Right, now, let's just clarify a few facts. What is your relationship with Mr. Fister Sheep?
I have never seen that man in my whole life.
What?
Thank you, you're free to go.
Yay!
Not you!
Oh.
Please step down, Doctor.
Thank you, sir.
Hang on, he just shoved another bag up my anus while we were talking.
Is this true?
No, sir. It is a filthy lie.
Look, here it is.
So, you admit to smuggling more illegal substances into the country, Mr. Fister Sheep.
But...
I've got no option but to sentence you to death by electric chair. Now for your counterclaim, Mr. Fister Sheep.
My counterclaim is that America is a big bum and smells.
Okay, Mr. Fister Sheep, you win that one. All charges are dropped. You're free to go.
Yay!
Wait. Can you pass me those drugs, please?
What?
Give me the drugs now!
And so Joe left the court without a stain on his character or trousers. Unfortunately, that night he hired a prostitute who accidentally suffocated to death in a bizarre autoerotic asphyxiation incident. And thus Joe was forced to flee the country. After spending 6 months swimming back across the Atlantic Ocean, he was glad to be back on British soil.
I'm back! Nick? Why is it so cold in here? Nick?
Why did it smell like beef juice? Nick? Nick? What the stank?
The collars!
What's happened?
I've been awake since you went. Had to complete jigsaw. Accidentally built myself in. Wasn't concentrating. Too late. Far too late.
Nick, I've been gone for 3 years.
Why?
You're so pale.
No food. No water. No toilet.
My God, are you sure you're okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Oh, there go my bowels. Gone!
Do you know what day it is?
8th day of the 12th to 12th from Nicktober.
God?
Yo.
Oh, it's you again. Where's our God?
Oh, it's his day off today. I'm filling in for it.
And what about America?
Answering machine. Hi, this is God. I'm afraid I can't take your call right now, but if you'd like to leave a message, I'll get right back to you. But I probably never will get back to you, just like I don't get back to the victims of war, disease, and famine. And the gays.
Oh, anyway, what are we going to do?
Well, There are many possibilities, many avenues you could go down. Sorry, what were we talking about? I wasn't listening.
Well, Nick's been awake constantly for over 3 years, built himself underneath a jigsaw in the confusion, and has lost a large percentage of internal fluid and organs.
Oh, I see. Look, I gotta come clean with you guys. I'm just so stoned Oh, me.
Uh-oh. Well, looks like I'm going to have to sort this mess out myself. We better get you cleaned up. Come here.
No! No! Don't touch me!
What?
Leave me alone! You'll destroy it.
What?
The jigsaw! Just don't you touch me!
You need some food and drink, Nick. You're going to die!
Leave me!
Look, Nick, if you don't get up, then by law I'm going to have to kill you and everything that you stand for, sit on or lean near. I do have to say, though, you've done a really good job. It does look pretty cool.
Thanks. I'm really pleased with it myself, actually. The black was the hardest part. Oh, by the way, Danny DeVito phoned. He wants his stapler back ASAP.
Oh, no! How did he get this number?
Where's Pito?
Nick? Where's Pito?
The thing is...
He is okay, isn't he?
Define okay.
Well, I mean not electrocuted to death by you as a fatal result of a frenzied attack brought about by a nicotine and caffeine addiction and disposed of in a tearful panic by being turned into the very rug that I'm standing on right now.
Oh. Then no. No, he's not okay at all.
Oh, Pito. Poor Pio. His candle burned out long before he was electrocuted to death by you.
If anything, it kept it burning. Literally.
I'll always remember those treasured moments. Like when he arrived.
Yeah, when he got me in his mouth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when he got you in his mouth. And then when I left the house for America immediately afterwards. I just don't know how I'm going to cope without him. Hang on, did I still have to pay sponsorship?
Yeah.
For 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
When did he die?
The self-same day you left.
Oh, well. Thank God for the NHS and the replacement livers that you can receive for free.
Oh, the NHS wasn't my idea, Joe. If it was up to me, everyone would have to pray away illness, just like when Pope John Paul II prayed away his Parkinson's disease.
How are you feeling now, God?
Better than he is. No. But seriously, I'm having a come down of biblical proportions. Have you got any food?
Well, there's a freezer full of panda meat if you want it.
Mmm, and dangerlicious. Right, better get me some sleep.
Hang on. What are we going to do with Nick?
Well, the jigsaw is literally fused to his skin. I'm afraid he'll need a plasma separation. It's a very traumatic process to the body.
Look, mate. You're talking to someone whose internal organs have dissolved.
Right, I better go. I got a plane to catch. Oh, by the way, Nick, you put every single jigsaw piece in the wrong place.
Bogus.
Catch you later, dudes.
Catch you later, God.
What about that reference?
Hey, who doesn't remember the bright, heady days of 1989?
Young people.
Oh.
And so... As Joe's American adventure comes to a jigsaw-based skin graft-related end, so does my story.
Master Merling, where exactly is America?
Oh, America is just a wacky, made-up fantasy land. Ha! Cameras in the courtroom, guns in an airport, no basic human rights. Not very believable, is it?
I guess not. Having said that, though... The whole panda through the post, drug smuggling, bogus trial, skin fusing to a jigsaw part, were a little unbelievable too.
Oh, they were the semi-autobiographical bits.
Actually, while we're on the subject, why was it called the Jigsaw Man?
Why? Because Nick became a literal half-jigsaw, half-man. Man. Look, I came up with the title first and then forgot about it, okay?
It just seems like bad storytelling.
It's not. I just forgot, that's all.
Are you making all this up as you go along?
The Legend of Nick and Joe was written and performed by Nick Bowden and Joe Lister-Street, with Simon Atherton as Merlin, Emma Smythe as Little Girl, Matt Risby as God, and Joe Beadle as Valerie. Additional voices were provided by Anton Belton, Lizzie Bowden, Will Gascoigne, Rob Miles, and me, Sarah Deary. The Legend of Nick and Joe is a Jonic Versal production for Cornucopia Radio. It was recorded by Peter Beeston at Sheffield Live, the Lantern Theatre, the Rutland Arms, and the Montgomery Theatre. This work is created under a Creative Commons licence. For more information, visit cornucopia-radio.co.uk/Nick and Joe. Or Joe and Nick.